seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Kazim was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find that the biographers of Muslim history have unanimously agreed that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the greatest of the people when it came to obeying and worshipping Allah the Almighty. What is interesting is that these biographers have also written that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam suffered through many tortures and pains. He suffered through many hardships and trials and tribulations. For example, he was put into dark and isolated prisons. In these prisons, some which were incredibly small, no bigger than the size of two or three people put together. But in these dark prisons, it is written in the history books that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was tortured. And despite these tortures and trials and tribulations, those same biographers have written that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the greatest of the people in obeying and worshipping Allah. And these biographers have written that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was so great in his obedience and his worship and his ibadat and his ubudiyah of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, to the extent that he had calluses like that on the knees of a camel upon his head or upon his knees because of the great extent and the great number and the length of his prostrations, his sujood for Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. These, dear friends, are the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لو ظهرت الآجال افتضحت الآمال.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, if times of death were revealed, expectations would be debunked.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find in the beautiful conversations and dialogues of the esteemed and infallible Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he talks about this idea of earning our daily bread, of earning and working hard for our sustenance, for our livelihood. It's interesting, but throughout the ages, we have found that Islam has been corrupted in the sense where some ideas or some concepts have been forced into Islam and has confused the masses. One such thing which has been pushed into Islam is that idea that Muslims should be poor. Muslims should be paupers. Muslims, therefore, should be beggars. This, of course, is a dangerous and corrupt idea which has been pushed into Islam, where the reality is that Islam promotes, encourages, urges an individual to go earn their livelihood, an individual to go and earn their daily bread, meaning make wealth, make money, be wealthy, have social status and financial status, but give it all, or let's not say all, let's say, but give it on the path of Allah. Yes, sometimes it is necessary to give everything on the path of Allah, as Lady Khadija, Ummul Mu'mineen, the wife of the Holy Prophet, did. She gave her wealth away, all of her wealth, in the path of Islam. And we find that the second divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam, multiple times he gave away all of his life's savings when it was needed. And so when it is needed, yes, sometimes we must give everything away. But still, earn money, make wealth, don't be poor, don't be a pauper, have financial status, but use this for the sake of Allah. Use this on the path of Allah. Don't become greedy when it is in reality Allah who has given you the sustenance, and the sustenance itself is from Allah. And so Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam was talking with one of his companions, and this companion by the name of Hassan bin Ali bin Hamza comes to him and says that he saw Imam Al-Kadhim working on the land to the extent where the feet of this blessed Imam were soaked with sweat. And so Hassan bin Ali bin Hamza asks Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, "May I be your ransom? Where are the men who will work with you?" Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam responds, "The one who is better than I and my father worked with their hands." So Hassan bin Ali bin Hamza says, "Who is this individual who was better than you, Imam Al-Kadhim, who was better than your father?" Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam replies, "It was Allah's messenger, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and all of my forefathers worked with their hands." And so work is of the behaviors of the prophets, the apostles, and the righteous. And so, dear friends, we must work and earn our daily bread. We must work in order to provide for our families, and we must work in order to earn the sustenance which Allah has destined for us. And in the conclusion, we should spend this on the way of Allah for the sake of Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
So you have the Aql Daruni. You have the aql, which is internal aql, then you have the aql, which is outside. And both of them needs to be in harmony for reaching or for that plight towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The emphasis on intellect, the emphasis on knowledge, the emphasis on mannerism, on adab, That's what Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the Imams, promoted and showed in their akhlaq, in their behavior and approach things. That's why, you know, Imam is known as Kazim, who controlled that, who had hilm, which is one of the qualities of God, who had hilm. And at the same time, the empathy that the Imam had, where he took the suffering of his own self, you know, so that others may not suffer.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.